All right, thank you for the introduction. My name is Stella Pei. I'll be presenting on the impact of long-term conservation reserve program enrollment on soil quality. So the conservation reserve program was developed in 1985 by the USDA as a way to protect environmentally sensitive cropland. Willing landowners will receive a financial compensation to convert former cropland to environmentally beneficial vegetative systems. Inconsistent CRP enrollment often results from shifts in grain commodity prices. When farmers and landowners feel they can get more profit from cropping the land, then CRP enrollments will typically decline. As of June 2017, about 24 million acres of land were enrolled in the CRP, with the majority of that falling across the upper Midwest. This study was conducted in Meeker County, Minnesota, which, as you can see, falls along that northern border of CRP enrollment density. And then in the next 2 years alone, approximately 4 million acres of land enrolled in the CRP will expire, and landowners will be left to decide whether or not they want to re-enroll that land or manage it under an alternative land use. The benefits of long-term grassland management are pretty well understood. Among other soil parameters, bulk density, aggregate stability, soil respiration, and microbial biomass can all be positively impacted by long-term grassland management. However, few studies that compare CRP land to other benchmark lands, such as actively cultivated land or uncultivated lands, and even fewer include multiple aged CRP lands within a single study. Thus, quantifying the potential soil health benefits of CRP enrollment over time may prove to be a crucial component in communicating the importance of placing sensitive croplands into the long-term restorative care of CRP. This study has three main objectives, including studying the response of soil properties under short and long-term enrollment, and then comparing those results back to uncultivated and actively farmed benchmark lands. And then an overall third objective is just to quantify the potential soil health benefits of CRP. This study includes four treatments, which are all located on a single farm. We have an uncultivated fence line, a 30-year CRP, a 5-year CRP, and a row crop land. Both CRPs were most recently seeded to their respective seed mixes in 2013. And the row crop field was tilled with moldboard plow and planted to corn in late spring of 2017. Sites with similar drainage class, parent material, and texture were selected to represent our treatments. The dominant soil series across all sites was a Mollick haplodelphs, and the mean annual temperature was 8.3 degrees Celsius with a mean annual rainfall of 660 millimeters. We took a very comprehensive approach to measuring soil quality across these lands, and we did so by collecting data relating to soil physical, chemical, and biological properties. Water infiltration rate and carbon dioxide flux were measured using an automated dual head infiltrometer and a soil gas flux system, respectively. And then bulk density and aggregate stability were collected and analyzed using standard methods and procedures. Total microbial biomass was analyzed by phospholipid fatty acid analysis, and total organic carbon was assessed using total carbon by combustion. We had two samples that had carbonates present, and in those samples they were pre-treated with hydrochloric acid and rinsed with deionized water before being analyzed for total carbon. So all of the following results were analyzed for their statistical differences using a confidence of 95%. In water infiltration rate, we don't see any statistical differences between the 5-year or the 30-year CRP, but that may be due to a limited statistical power or the limited statistical power of the data set due to really high spatial variability within each treatment. However, in looking at the treatment means, you do see that when land is taken out of cultivation, it does trend towards uncultivated conditions. Similarly, carbon dioxide flux showed no significant differences between the 5-year and 30-year CRP. However, those treatment means show a similar trend of nearing uncultivated levels after land has been removed from cultivation. Higher carbon dioxide flux levels typically reflect a more active and healthy biological community, as microbial respiration and root respiration highly influence carbon dioxide flux. Bulk density varied significantly across all treatments. The most rapid reduction occurs between the 5-year and 30-year CRP, suggesting that a great portion of that recovery occurs under long-term management. However, 30 years of CRP enrollment was still not sufficient to restore that soil to native qualities. Similarly, aggregate stability was impacted positively by CRP enrollment. The lack of statistical differences between the 30-year CRP and the uncultivated land suggests that in a period of 30 years or fewer, aggregate stability was fully restored to near native qualities. Similarly, total microbial biomass was able to be restored to near native qualities in a period of 30 years or fewer. We did expect to find similar values between our 5-year CRP and 30-year CRP. However, short-term enrollment showed little to no effect on total microbial biomass recovery. We suspect that soil physical properties, such as bulk density and porosity, in addition to some differences in root presence and maybe some differences in vegetation, may be responsible for that, but we would need to conduct further research to validate those claims. During site selection, we collected a 1-meter core from each treatment. From each core, we recorded the soil color and in the A horizon depth of the A horizons. As you can see, the A horizon has the uncultivated core has the deepest and darkest A horizon. And as you near cultivated conditions, that gradually recedes and those A horizons get lighter. So as expected, we found that the uncultivated lands had the greatest amount of soil organic carbon across a 0 to 100 centimeter range. The 30-year CRP was significantly impacted as well, showing about an 8 megagram per hectare increase in soil organic carbon from uncultivated conditions. There was a slight decline in the 5-year CRP carbon stocks, which may be due to the recent establishment and the lack of long-term roots going into that profile, in addition to the lack of tillage to incorporate that organic matter inputs deeper into the soil. We also can see trends in a deep carbon storage in the carbon data. So for the 5-year CRP and row crop fields, you see that more carbon is stored in that surface layer than in the subsurface layer, as those two pieces of land lack long-term deep-rooting vegetation. They're not as able to pump carbon down into those lower layers. Conversely, the uncultivated and 30-year CRP hold more carbon in their subsurface layers than in the surface layers. Fostering that deep carbon storage is important in ensuring that we don't lose soil carbon to surface processes such as volatilization or erosion of soil. From this study, we conclude that no property is fully recovered after 5 years of CRP grassland management. However, bulk density and total organic carbon levels benefited from short-term enrollment and trended towards near-native conditions. Long-term CRP enrollment resulted in full recovery of aggregate stability and total microbial biomass to near-native soil quality. And then, ultimately, as CRP is often driven by fluctuations in market and commodity prices, comparison studies between short and long-term CRP land will be a valuable resource to educate landowners and policymakers on the importance of investing in long-term restorative management of land. Then I would like to thank the University of Wisconsin River Falls and University of Minnesota Twin Cities for providing funding and analytical support. And then, of course, to my faculty mentors and peers for providing a lot of assistance in the lab, office, and field. All right, thank you. And are there any questions? Yeah.
Sure. Being decided right now. So if you had the opportunity to talk to a policymaker about CRP, what are some
So one thing I think that's being proposed now is that a lot of that funding for Farm Bill goes towards working lands instead of supporting programs such as the Conservation Reserve Program. I would recommend supporting supporting programs such as the CRP, just because a lot of those parameters, as we saw, don't recover fully after 5 years, and that short-term enrollment just isn't long enough for a lot of these properties to recover. So yeah, that would be my recommendation, is to put a lot of priority and value on these long-term conservation programs, and keeping that land kind of out of intensive management. Yeah. So, like, how did we pick the parameters? So previous research that's been conducted by my research group kind of laid out that framework of, you know, including the soil physical properties, the more hydrologic, and then the chemical and biological. The biological is somewhat more recent to projects like this, but in the literature you're seeing a lot more of a presence in the biological community as a part of soil health, and kind of encompassing that in the overall term of soil health. Yeah.
So given that spatial variability can override some of the treatment effects,
right,
if you could go back and design this, would you do anything different?
Ideally. Yeah, so I think our site selection, we did a fair amount of work prior to selecting the sites, and we did a lot of augering to make sure that those sites had similar qualities. I think one thing that could be improved is obviously time management. You know, when you're not in the field, you think you'll have a lot of time when you're in the field, and you get out there and things go awry, or you just don't have as much time as you think you do. Water infiltration is one that's, you know, notorious for spatial variability, and any test you run just takes a long time to get good data. So ideally, I would put more time into those and do more replications to bring those error bars down. But resources and labor kind of limit that possibility.
Thank you.